ever get stuck waiting for a flight because they needed like a spare part.
Yeah. Been there.
It's the worst, right? But I was thinking about the other day, like, where does that stuff even come from?
Right. It's a whole global thing. Most people don't realize how complicated it actually is.
No kidding. And then add in all the rules about U.S. exports, especially with all the, sanctions and everything.
Oh, absolutely. It's a whole other ball game these days. The U.S. government is serious about cracking down, especially when it comes to aviation.
It's not just about paperwork anymore, is it?
Not even close. This is about national security, economic warfare, the whole nine yards. Companies are facing some serious consequences if they don't play by the rules.
Well, that's what we're diving into today. We've got some really interesting articles here from Aviation Maintenance Magazine that lay out exactly what's going on.
And it's pretty eye-opening.
Totally. Like this example with 3D Systems, this additive manufacturing company, they got hit with a massive fine, like almost $3 million, just for sharing blueprints with a Chinese company.
Yeah, that one was a big deal.
Blueprints. It's not even the actual part.
Nope. Even information is considered an export now. They're cracking down on the whole process. Design, manufacturing, shipping, you name it.
Wow. So it's not just about the physical parts themselves.
Exactly. It's about controlling the technology, the knowledge, everything.
Wild. And as if that wasn't enough, there's the whole situation with Conruse and MICP&I, those companies accused of sending parts to Russia illegally.
Right, and they're looking at potential jail time. This isn't just a slap on the wrist.
No kidding. This is serious stuff. So how does a business even keep up with all of this? Like, what if you're just a small repair shop somewhere?
That's the thing, right? It can seem super overwhelming
Totally.
because even a small operation can get caught up in this. Imagine you're a repair shop in, say, Florida. You receive an engine part for an overhaul. The owner, some company in Dubai. Sounds pretty normal, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Happens all the time, I'm sure.
Right. But sending that overhauled part back to Dubai, that's considered an export. And if that company in Dubai has any ties to sanctioned entities or countries,
Uh-oh.
suddenly that little shop in Florida is in a whole world of trouble.
So it's not even just about where the part's going directly, it's about the final destination, who's going to use it.
You got it. And proving you didn't know can be really, really difficult.
So how is anyone supposed to keep track of all this?
Well, that's where things get even more complicated. Because there's this thing called the Foreign Aircraft Rule, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, I saw that term in one of these articles. Sounds kind of intense, to be honest.
Yeah, it can be. Basically, it all comes down to tracing the lineage of a part.
Lineage, like it's royalty or something.
Kind of like a family tree for airplane parts.
Yeah.
You need to know not just where it's going directly, but what plane it's ultimately going to end up on.
So, like, if a part ends up on a plane registered in, I don't know, Iceland or something, even if it goes through a totally legit dealer in France first.
Exactly. That's what this rule is all about. Yeah, it adds a whole other layer of complexity. You got to figure out the destination aircraft, its owner.
Make sure they're not on any, like, blacklists.
Exactly. Sanctions lists, restricted parties, all that. And it gets even trickier, right?
Oh, I bet. How so?
Well, think about it. A part could be exported to a company in a country that's totally fine. No sanctions there.
Right. Seems legit so far.
But then that company turns around and sells it to somebody else.
Uh-oh. And that somebody puts it on a plane owned by.
A sanctioned entity, yeah.
Oof. That is like a regulatory nightmare.
Pretty much. And in those situations, saying, oops, we didn't know, doesn't really cut it.
Not even a little bit, I'm guessing. So, is there anything companies can do, or are they all just like doomed to mess this up?
Well, it's definitely not easy, but there are things. The article mentioned license exceptions, which can be super helpful.
License exceptions. So, like a get out of jail free card.
Not quite that simple, but it's more like in certain specific situations, you might not need to go through the whole export license process.
Oh, okay. So there's some wiggle room.
There can be, but the catch is you really got to know the rules to use them right.
So it's not just checking a box and calling it a day.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Think of it like trying to put together one of those huge jigsaw puzzles.
Okay.
But the pieces are scattered all over a room, and some might even be missing. That's kind of what navigating these regulations is like.
Yikes. Not an easy puzzle then.
Definitely not. You got to be organized, you got to understand the big picture, and you got to know how to find those missing pieces.
So what's a company supposed to do? Like hire a whole team of export control lawyers?
Having good legal advice is never a bad thing. But even without that, there are things companies can do to protect themselves.
Like what?
Well, for starters, due diligence is absolutely key.
Due diligence, like really, really knowing your customers and your suppliers.
Exactly. Like a background check, but for businesses. Gotta spot those red flags early on.
Before you do any business with them.
Exactly. And this isn't just for aviation, by the way. This is good advice for any company that deals internationally.
So it's better to be safe than sorry, right?
100%. Be proactive. Have systems in place. Make sure you're not going to accidentally break the law.
Makes sense. And speaking of systems, what about contracts? I saw this word, Incoterms.
Oh, yeah, Incoterm.
Sounds like lawyers speak to me, but the article made it seem like it's important.
Oh, it definitely can be. Incoterms are basically the language of international trade.
So, Incoterms, they're like the rule book for global deals.
Exactly. They lay out who's responsible for what, especially when it comes to moving goods across borders.
Okay, so like who pays for the shipping, who takes care of insurance, that kind of thing.
You got it. And most importantly, when does the risk of something going wrong shift from the seller to the buyer?
Which is huge EE in this whole export situation we've been talking about. Like one little hiccup and you could be in serious trouble.
Exactly. That's why understanding Incoterms is so crucial. They can be a powerful tool for managing risk.
Okay, I'm listening. Give me an example. How do they actually work in practice?
All right, let's go back to that engine part being sent back to Dubai. Say your contract uses the Incoterm Ex Works.
X works. Catchy.
Right. Basically, it means the buyer takes on the risk the second those goods leave your facility.
So if that part gets held up at customs because maybe someone thinks it might be an export violation.
Bingo. With Ex Works, that's the buyer's problem, not yours. You did your part, got paid, and you're in the clear.
Wow. That's a pretty big deal. So these Incoterms, they're like legal shields for businesses.
In a way, yeah. They help you clearly define responsibilities and protect yourself in case things go south.
Man, who knew airplane parts could be such a legal minefield? It's like every step of the process has these hidden
It
complexities.
really does. But that's the reality of global trade these days.
Yeah.
And it's not just about avoiding legal trouble either. It's about being a responsible company, knowing where your stuff is coming from and going to.
For sure. So basically, if you're doing business internationally, you got to be on top of your game. No more flying blind.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, this has been a real eye-opener. I feel like I need to go back and reread those articles now that I have a better grasp on
They're
everything.
definitely worth a second look.
For sure. Well, thanks so much for breaking all of this down for us. Super insightful as always.
Happy to be here. Always enjoy a good deep dive into these topics.
And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us on the deep dive. We'll be back next time with another episode exploring a topic that matters. Until then, safe travels.